A brief summary and checklist of laws relating to building a kosher sukkah. This lesson is a mere checklist and list of reminders, which, due to time limitations, does not delve into the many details and variety of factors that many of these reminders may contain, and it's incumbent on each individual to study the laws properly, especially when the question is relevant to their sukkah. Any shaila relating to the building of a sukkah can be researched in our newly published Sefer, The Laws and Customs of Sukkahs, Chapters 1 through 3. One is to begin building the sukkah on Matzah Yom Kippur and is to complete the entire sukkah the day after Yom Kippur, after Shacharis. Obviously, if one won't have enough time to build a sukkah if he starts then, such as he may have to buy parts and it won't be available, then he should start building it beforehand during Aseres Yemei Tshuva or even earlier. The first thing that we need to verify prior to building our sukkah is to make sure that there are no obstructions which will hover over the schach of the sukkah. This includes trees, laundry lines, another neighbor's schach, and the like. The best thing is not have any obstruction at all hover over your sukkah. However, if that is not feasible because this is the only or best area for you to build your sukkah, then not necessarily does an obstruction invalidate your sukkah, and it depends on the amount of obstruction that hovers over your sukkah. And if it is enough to cause your sukkah to not have majority shade as a result of the kosher schach that doesn't have a hovering over it, or if it invalidates one of the walls, hence invalidating the entire sukkah if it doesn't have three kosher walls. These matters are extremely complex and detailed, and in any case of question, one should contact the Rav. But one thing's for certain, that having mere laundry lines or a few branches of a tree hover over your sukkah does not invalidate your sukkah, even though initially we don't want that either. The sukkah must contain at least two complete walls. The third wall can be technically built through the process of lavud and or tzuras ha-pesach, which are complicated halachic qualifications for the third wall, and therefore practically, as the Pesukim write, one should build four complete walls, as is the custom, and if he can't, then at the very least he should build three complete walls, and not rely on lavud and other ones of these rules. A wall is only valid if it reaches a height of 10 tfachim from the ground and begins within at least 3 tfachim from the ground, and is at least 7 tfachim wide. In centimeters, this measures, according to Rav Chaim Noh, about 82 centimeters high, is within 22 centimeters from the ground, and is about 59 centimeters wide. Therefore, one must be careful that when placing up the wall, it may not be above 3 tfachim from the ground. However, one can also understand that the wall does not have to reach all the way up to the schach, and so long as it's 10 tfachim from the ground, about 82 centimeters, it is valid. The wall must be strong enough to not be moved with a regular wind. And thus, if using tarp for the walls, such as a plastic sheet and the like, one must make sure to tie it very strongly, and even then, the Pesukim write, one should use the halachic validation of lavud to make a backup insurance wall in front or behind the tarp wall, through placing poles or strings within 3 tfachim from each other, starting from within 3 tfachim from the ground up until 82 centimeters from the ground, thus making a makeshift wall using the rules of lavud. The schach may only be placed on the walls on the sukkah after the kosher walls are built. So only after you have 3 kosher walls of your sukkah, based on the rules that we just finished explaining, may you then go ahead and put your schach on the wall. If you didn't do so, then simply lift up your schach and replace it after the 3 kosher walls are finished to be built. When choosing schach, one should not choose schach that will have a bad odor, will have insects fall into your sukkah, or will have leaves that will fall off. The supports of your schach also initially must be kosher for schach. Therefore, one may not place the schach directly onto a metal sukkah frame, and rather he has to first place wood beams on the sukkah frame and on top of the wood beams to then rest his schach on top of that. Accordingly, it's forbidden to nail or tie down your schach to your sukkah frame or even to your wooden boards, as they too are considered supports, and the supports must be initially made of material kosher for schach. They do make wood nails and rope of material that's kosher for schach for this purpose. Nonetheless, the best thing to do in order to fasten down your schach to your sukkah, which is an extremely important endeavor, being that very often the wind during sukkahs knocks off the schach, and aside for the time and effort that needs to be placed in replacing it after the wind blows it off. On Shabbos and Yontif, it may not be replaced due to the Muktzah and Boine prohibition. And this is an absolute necessity to make sure your schach is properly attached to your sukkah frame. Now, how does one achieve that if you can't use the things we mentioned? The answer is by making a sandwich. The same way you have wooden boards on top of your sukkah frame to hold up your schach, likewise place wooden beams on top of your schach directly parallel to the lower ones, and then you can tie those two beams together using rope or plastic ties and the like. As in such a case, you're tying down your support beams to the frame or to each other, and the schach just happens to be sitting in middle and not the schach itself. One must place enough schach for it to give majority shade in the sukkah. This means that in middle of the day, when the sun is on top, when you look down on the floor, you see majority shade and not majority sunlight. Nonetheless, one should not place too much schach to the point that rain cannot penetrate. And initially, one should make a hole or an area in the schach that one can see the starlight in at nighttime. Every individual should try to have their own sukkah and not rely on someone else's sukkah or a public sukkah, if feasible. As we discussed in the previous lesson, it is forbidden to build a sukkah in public property unless one has no choice whatsoever and it is not built in an area that gets in the way of the public and the municipality does not mind. A person should try to personally build his own sukkah versus having someone else do so for him. This especially applies to the schach. Those who are not obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah, such as Gentiles, women, and children, may also assist in building the sukkah, however, only with the walls. However, regarding the schach, that should initially be placed onto the sukkah by an adult Jew, who is a male, and is thereby obligated in the mitzvah. Those who enter pictures and decorations into their sukkah are to make sure that they are all within 4 tfachim from the schach, that is within approximately 30 centimeters from the schach and not lower. The Chabad custom is not to place decorations in a sukkah. The table from which one eats must be within the sukkah and not outside, meaning you can't eat your food on the sukkah and then while you're in the table itself must be inside the sukkah. One should not initially build a sukkah over a lawn, being that it's forbidden to pour liquids over it on Shabbos and Yontif due to the planting prohibition. If one has no choice, then he must be very careful when eating their Shabbos and Yontif to make sure not to spill. And if necessary, he should make a makeshift floor over the lawn as a precaution for this matter. A sukkah must have a minimum width and length of 7x7 tfachim, that's about 58x58 centimeters. Likewise, if there is a corner area in the sukkah, that area as well must contain 7x7 tfachim to be valid. Any area of the sukkah that's separated and segregated off from the other part of the sukkah, such as through the use of a mechitza, must contain 7x7 tfachim to remain valid. Although we stated earlier that the wall does not have to reach all the way up to the schach, and so long as it reaches to 10 tfachim from the ground, it is valid. Nonetheless, the schach itself cannot be more than a 3 tefach distance horizontally, meaning pushed inwards away from the schach. Meaning that if the schach does go up, or were to go up all the way to the level of the schach, then although it's not necessary that the schach actually reach the wall, and certainly that it sit over it, but it must be within 3 tfachim, about 22 centimeters within that amount of space from it. In the event that one can't do so and the schach is more of a distance, then one should place invalid material in that space in order to at least gain the wall through the law of Daifin Akuma. Regarding using a pergola for one's sukkah. So if one simply has a pergola frame onto which one then rests the schach, whether it's like that the whole year or one removed the regular year hovering from on top of the pergola frame and replaced it with schach, then although the beams of the pergola themselves may be invalid for schach, being that they're nailed in or are too wide, nonetheless, so long as you have majority shade in the sukkah due to the kosher schach, irrelevant of the beams of the pergola, then the sukkah is kosher. This applies even if the invalid beams of the pergola, which is its frame, are within 3 tfachim of each other, as we do not apply the rule of Lavid Lahachmir in such a case. It is nonetheless valid. If the pergola beams are not nailed or screwed in and are not 4 tfachim wide, then they themselves are considered part of the kosher schach, And even if they are screwed in, then although many Paiskim invalidate them for Schach, nonetheless, if they're not three tefachim wide, you may eat under them. Now, regarding using a full, complete pergola that completely covers over the floor during the year, and simply use that as your sukkah, there are many halachic issues with doing so, and therefore should not be used as your sukkah, although in a time of need, one may be lenient if all the following three conditions are fulfilled, which are that the beams of the pergola are less than 32 centimeters wide, the beams are removed and then replaced onto the sukkah without being nailed or screwed in, and rain is able to penetrate. The above is a mere summary and checklist of reminders for building the sukkah. And please refer to our website or corresponding sefer, The Laws of Sukkos, for further details and sources and case examples.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.